Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. Can I please get your honest opinion? Well, you will get nothing on this show apart from my honest opinion, even if it gets me into trouble every now and again because they tell me to shut up. Can I please get your honest opinion? I work in a sales office. I don't want to give any identifiable details, but I'm the deputy manager of the office. My boss is always contacting me outside of work hours. It's not just in an emergency. It's for information that could have waited till Monday. My boyfriend is going mad that I'm never switched off, and it has definitely been a point of conflict. That's not even my main problem, though. My main issue is that I'm going for a promotion, and I get the distinct impression that I will be considered more favourably if I'm at the beck and call of my boss on a regular basis or whatever time suits him. Is this fair? I love my job, but I feel I have no break from it. And it is encroaching on my life outside work. I currently make €62,000 a year, in case that's important. Before you say it, this is not a conversation I can have with my boss. It's not something I can bring to HR. They would not appreciate that. I would just make myself less favourable. I just want to know, in this case, is it better to take the stance or to put up with it? What do you think? Anon. There's a lot of people called Anon in this country, isn't there? What's going on there? Anyway, should you put up with it? Now, this is a really interesting conversation, and we did bring in legislation. Leo Varadkar brought it in 2 years ago, the right to disconnect from work. Technically speaking, your employer is not meant to email you or call you after your working hours. But there's a caveat in there. It depends on your working arrangement. Now, I can tell you for a fact that Jane texts me at the weekend, and I would often text her at the weekend. But the reason we do that is because we might spot a story online, and in case we forget about it on Monday, we have this kind of thing where we would normally just, I would send her a message. I had the same arrangement with previous producers as well. I don't have to reply to her. I'm not rude, so I normally do, but I don't have to reply and say, thanks, Jane, you know what I mean, or whatever. And she doesn't have to reply to me. It's just, like, she can ignore it completely, but at least it's in her messages. So on Monday morning, either the message she sent to me, I can see it, and I go, oh yeah, what about that? What about that? What about that? That's just our arrangement. Now, I certainly wouldn't appreciate it if she started WhatsApping me or texting me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Although that wouldn't surprise me, but I certainly wouldn't appreciate it. No more than I would do it to her. There's a kind of limit, isn't there? You know what I mean? Antisocial hours, etc., etc., etc. And yeah, my boss has probably messaged me outside of working hours. But again, it's something to do with work. Now, yes, it probably could wait till 9 o'clock the next morning. But in saying that, I don't mind. I'm okay with it. Other people may not be okay with it. So you do have a right to disconnect. But are you in that situation? And do you believe there should be just a law, if you know what I mean, that it's just not done? It should not be done under any circumstances. I suppose it depends on your job, doesn't it? If you're in the civil service, I can guarantee you it would never happen. If you're a public sector worker, it just wouldn't happen. The number is 087-188-0008. The question really is, should you put up with out-of-hours contact from work if you want to progress your career, of course? Of course, you know. Should you put up with it? Is it something you just should put up with it? Or should you say something? So in her case, should she go to HR? Should she go to her boss and say, listen, when 5 o'clock comes, you know, I'm at home with my family. The weekend comes. Don't ring me when I'm in the cinema with my children on a Sunday. You know, even though I'll probably answer the phone, but don't ring me, please. Should she put her foot down? Or would that affect her future career? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dave? What's the crack, Dave? So, I mean, I don't know the type of job you're in, Dave, but it strikes me you're in the type of job where you don't get communication after hours.
No, but there have been times where I've been asked to stay on an extra few. There was an IT guy in. Repairing the machine I used, and the boss was like, here, could you hang on there for an extra half an hour, 45 minutes when your man finishes up? And I said to the boss, goes, what am I getting paid for it? He goes, why would you get paid for it? You know, you need to run your machine in the morning. I goes, right, talk to you in the morning. I walked out at 5 o'clock.
See, now you wouldn't get away with that if you're working in radio. I can tell you that now. If the IT guy come in and it was something to do with the show or whatever and say, listen, you know, he needs your help here. Like, I can't turn around to my boss and say, I need an extra couple of hundred quid there. I stayed back a little bit.
You do
what needs be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, during the recession, my employer was quick to say, right, you're not doing overtime anymore. And if I need you to do overtime, you're only getting paid at a flat rate. Blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Is that a thing, by the way? I thought overtime was time and a half.
Well, it's supposed to be, but sure. I mean, look, you're not going to go to the WRC and create a whole stink and potentially get fired and have a guy.
This is the problem. We don't stand up for our rights because of a fear of getting fired, isn't it?
See, the problem is if you go to the WRC, you may win your case. But see, the industry that I worked in, if I wanted to get another job, say, you know, locally enough, anywhere within an hour and a half's drive, my name would be black. Like, don't get me wrong. If I was being, like, egregiously, you know, how would you say, not taken care of or I had to put up with shit, my boss knows well that I would. I know my employment rights inside out. And if for something like for an hour and a half unpaid overtime...
Well, you'd have a strike. Yeah, but if your name was blackened, and I'll give you an example of this. Many, many years ago, there was a DJ in New York and he was being treated like dirt. So he took the radio station to court. He obviously lost his job. He took the radio station to court. And the reason he took them to court was because they had shafted him and they owned every radio station in New York. At the time it was called Clear Channel. They owned all the radio stations. They had a monopoly. They denied him a right to earn a living. And he won his case. He won millions.
Fair play to him. See, what I knew was going to happen with my boss was the next time he asked me to stay on, he'd offer me a few pounds. Mm. You know, so what it is with this person is this person may be coming across as a bit of a soft touch to their employer. You know what I mean? And because I've had
Soft touch or a hard worker. I know an employer can take an advantage of that.
No. Listen, most employers are you know, going to ride you like a horse at Cheltenham if they think they can get away with it. Like, they are, okay? And I've worked for enough, I can't say in daytime radio what I wanted to say, but I've worked for enough people, and it sounds very similar to people I've worked for in the past. What they'll do is they'll dangle, like, the carrot and stick in front of your face for, like, for say like a pay rise or, you know, better working hours or a job you've got your eye on. So you will basically, you know, bend over backwards, you know, for do everything they want to do. And then when it comes time for you to actually get your promotion or your payoff, they'll say, Mr. Aaron, you're lucky you have a job. I've literally had that said to me before.
And that's not good, is it? Yeah.
No, I've walked out of a job for it before. I was like, you know, up yours. Good luck.
She says my main issue is that I'm going for promotion. I get this distinct impression that I'll be considered more favourably if I'm at his beck and call.
Yeah, no, that just goes to show, and I'm not trying to insult the person here. Your boss probably thinks you don't have a spine. And I don't mean to be insulting, but your boss probably thinks, ha, I have this person by the short and curlies. I can act the magic. Because the boss knows well that they should not be contacting you outside of hours. They're most likely...
But a lot of bosses do have you by the short and curlies, don't they?
Well, not really, because outside of work, outside your working hours, your time is your time. And if you want my time, you pay for it. Like, would her boss give up his time for free? I think not.
But a lot of these bosses... Yeah, but the problem is, a lot of these bosses, be they male or female, they tend to be workaholics. So to them, family life means nothing. They don't think twice, because they're the ones making the phone calls of the weekend or writing the emails of the weekend or whatever it is. And I knew a guy like that. I knew a guy who literally worked 24 hours a day, every day. Now, he was successful, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but what does that success get you when you're 80 or 90 years old?
Oh, absolutely.
You've no family or friends, and you have a big...
Oh, his marriage was on the rocks. His kids hated him. Do you understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying to you...
No, I know that. My father used every work every hour he could when I was younger, and I always promised myself that when I had kids, I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Because up until maybe the age of 5 or 6, I only ever saw my old lad on the weekends or maybe for an hour in the evenings. He worked so much.
So yeah. what do you say? What would your advice, if this girl was a friend of yours, what would you say to her?
I'd say dig her heels in. If she's willing to take the calls, I'd be like, I'll take the calls, but, you know, start throwing a few pounds my way. And if you don't want to do it, don't call me anymore.
So give me 50 quid for being on a retainer at the weekend, like.
But sure, I mean, I know people, there's a cousin of mine, he works for an IT company and he's on call and he gets paid serious money for being on call. And because it goes...
Well, doctors do as well. I know somebody who's a doctor and he gets paid serious money. And he sometimes does very little, but he'll be on a bank holiday weekend on call for a hospital. And he gets ridiculous. I'm talking like 2 and 3 grand for a weekend to do nothing.
I know a guy, he gets paid triple time. and he could literally just have to sit up and play Xbox for 8 hours. Do you know what I mean? He might not.
Okay, so say, so she should turn around to her boss and say, if you want me at the weekends or you need my help at the weekends, I need to get paid for it.
Yeah, if she wants, if he wants her time out of hours outside the office, he needs to put his hand in his pocket. And then if he tries to retaliate against her, like, you know, put a, like, pass her over for a promotion or anything like that, go to the WRC, go to HR, you know what I mean?
Or yeah, but as you rightly said, that can get you a bad reputation.
It can get you a bad reputation, but see, that's where, like, I wouldn't go over not being paid an hour and a half, time and a half, you know what I mean? I find my own way of getting it back. But if it was something that could actually affect my career and my earnings long term, I'm stubborn enough that I would dig the heels in and I'd go for the fight. Like,
okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Will. Will, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Will? Well, it is a difficult situation for anybody to be in when they're kind of at the beck and call of their boss, isn't it?
Well, it depends on everybody's individual circumstances. If you can go and walk away into another job, if you have those skills where you're in demand, you can fight, like your last speaker has said, with your boss and say, well, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. But if you really need that job,
you have
to play ball.
So, in other words, if you're in a situation where, you know, you may not be able to get a better job or a job that pays the same money and you need that job, you just have to play ball.
Yeah, I had a job for a number of years that I desperately needed at the time, and I was being abused, basically, by my boss.
Mm-hmm.
He was sending me messages, emails, phone calls, up to 12 o'clock at night, every day, even when I was off, about things that had to be done the following days, in the coming weeks.
Something that could have been said to you at 9 o'clock the next morning, yeah.
Something that could have been, we could have sat down and had a meeting for the week, and we could have done these things, but he knew the position I was in, that I needed to be, I needed the job, I was in a vulnerable position. And he abused me. But in the end, I stood up to him and I said, look, this has gone on too long. I can't deal with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up having to leave the job because I just couldn't deal with it.
And did you take a case?
No, I didn't take a case. No. I didn't have any faith in the law or in any system in this country that would be on my side.
That's shocking. That's shocking.
I don't believe there's anybody you can go to in this country if you have a grievance with an employer where you'll actually be heard. I really don't believe that. Now, if you have deep pockets and you want to go and take a civil action...
To take a case against your employer, you don't need deep pockets. The WRC, as far as I know, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong here, I think it's only 15 or 20 quid.
Well, out of all the cases that have been taken over the last 5 years, have we heard of any that have resulted in a big payout for somebody?
I see cases in the paper all the time that result in payouts. I don't know if they're millions or anything like that, but certainly I see payouts. Now, as Dave rightly pointed out, if you're in an industry that's a niche market, you may not want to dirty your name. Do you know what I mean? That's always the risk, isn't it?
Your last speaker referred to going to HR departments and companies as well. I wouldn't have a lot of faith in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the HR department and big companies are there to protect the company and not the employee.
Dave, I would kind of agree with what Will is saying about relation to HR departments. Depending on the types of company you're dealing with, but generally speaking, they're there to protect the company and not you.
I've never dealt with HR. None of the jobs I've ever really worked with.
Do you have a HR department?
No, she's not at all. No, we didn't.
There are loads of jobs that I'm aware of that don't have a HR department. Who's HR? Whoever's available. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, if my last job, if we had a HR, I'd say the HR person probably just would have, like, ended up, you know, like, retiring early with PTSD. The people I've worked with, like, you know, so, I read enough horror stories about HR departments. No, a lot of the time they're geared more towards looking after the company's name as opposed to looking after your rights. But
yeah,
I'd imagine someone working in HR would disagree.
And are you okay now, Will? Is everything good now?
Yeah, I'm happy enough in the job I'm in.
And do you get calls after hours now?
No, there's no need for it. In the job I do at the moment, I don't have any interaction with anybody from work outside of work.
See, my job is different in a sense that because it's a show based on news or based on stories or based on emails or whatever it's based on every single day, we rely solely on things happening to get conversations. So when I spot something at 9 o'clock at night, if I'm watching the news and I'm at home, you know, I might send it to Jane and she does the same to me. So it's kind of like an unwritten agreement that we just have. Now, it would be unlikely that my boss would be ringing me at 9 o'clock at night.
Would it be safe to say, Niall, that you're kind of...
Sorry, say that again. Say, Will. Oh, we've lost Will, have we? Will, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, sorry, would it be safe to say, what were you going to say?
That you're kind of your own boss.
Yeah, to some degree, yes, to some degree not. No, I still have, there's rules and regulations and everything else that I have to abide by too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're kind of in high demand, you're the main man there and...
I'd like to think so. I need to go outside and pick Jane up off the floor. She's rolling around laughing.
Unless they're going to give me a shot at doing the show, you're the main man for now.
Will, you fire away if you feel. Do you want to have a shot at doing the show, Will?
If you invite me, I'll come and do it someday. Let's
have a little dry run here, okay? So Joe is the next caller on three. You fire away, Will, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead there, Will.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to interview?
Yeah, you go ahead and talk to Joe, all right? So Joe is the next caller. He's on line three. So you introduce Joe there and tell him, you know, welcome him to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and all that, and ask him a few questions, all right?
Good afternoon, Joe. You're very welcome to Classic Hits.
Thank you.
What we're doing today is we're talking about employers contacting employees outside of hours, and we want your opinion on whether or not that's appropriate or not. And have you had any experience in this, and can you tell us what your experience has been?
Yeah, I don't think employers should be contacting people outside of work. I feel that if the person can't delegate to a staff or whatever the type of jobs they're doing, if they can't get that work done in that day, well, there's something wrong with the management of the time there, okay? I feel it's totally unnecessary to be bothering somebody in their own time, as was pointed out by one of your speakers there, his own time, to answer something regarding to his job that could await the next day or the day after or whatever else. There's nothing that important. And again, I'll say, depending on your job, if it's a guard or something, that's something different. Like, you know, but there's nothing that important that has to be sort of spoken about the night before you go into work the next morning, you know?
What about a situation where you may be in a sales, or you may be selling some product, and in the economy we're in, the customer might put in an order late in the evening that has to be filled, get ready for the next day. And your boss might have to just say to you, look, I need you to send a couple of emails, get somebody on this for tomorrow or the next day. This is really important.
Is that
appropriate?
To be honest with you, if that sort of query is coming to the boss straight away, and if the man's anyway worth a salt, he probably would have looked after that himself and not bother his staff about it, and then took her up the next morning.
We're in an economy now where there's so much competitiveness.
Well, more so that manager should realise that, or that owner of that property or business should realise that. If he's that eager to have the business, he would have dealt with it being a proper employer. He would have dealt with it and then passed it on to his employees the next morning. How cutthroat it is, like, you know.
Or in a case where, you know, you might be the boss of a company, you have some executives, they're all on big money, and you expect them to be there on call for you all the time because of the money they're earning. What about a situation like that?
That just comes to this situation then that you're talking about. Well, if he has those type of people that are prepared to do that, yes, he will contact them because he knows they'll take up the phone call. But at the end of the day, you can't say to every employee, you're at my beck and call when you work here.
Have you had any experience in your own...
I have it in my personal life, yes. I have with my partner. It's sort of in that situation. Now, she is starting to get a bit more... assertive in the way she is, and they respect that now, you know what I mean? But beforehand they didn't. I feel employers nowadays, as you said, the markets have gone such a way that you're jumping at every opportunity. I can understand that, but at the end of the day, on those type of situations, you're going to burn through more staff, because if you don't have a letdown period, if you don't have a breakaway period for whatever the period is, if you don't have that from your work life, it creeps into your domestic life. It then causes problems there, which then affects your work life when you go back to it, because you can't concentrate on the deal. You know, you have to have the breakaway to mentally...
Okay, Will.
...wind down.
Will,
yes, ma'am.
Pretend the listeners can't hear me. I'm in your ear now, right, okay? Will, you have to go to a few voice notes and WhatsApp voice messages from the listeners.
Okay,
go for it, Will.
Okay, guys, we're going to go through a few WhatsApp voice notes now and listen to what the listeners have been saying this morning. So we're going to go to that now.
Make a cup of tea, Niall. That's a good interviewer.
Niall, how are you doing? Mick the taxi man here. Niall, easy way out at the solver is get a new phone with a different number and give only your friends and relatives your number. Keep the other one as a work phone and be done with it then. Don't have to answer anything then, so... Another phone now, but just solve the whole problem. How are you doing
with it? If I was that person, I would put up with it until she gets the promotion. Use the promotion as a clean slate starting, and then kind of set out saying, okay, this is my new way of working because I have a new job, and I will respond up to 6 in the evening. And when she does it for like the first month or two in her new job, people will get to know it fairly fast, and they'll get used to it. So I definitely think you need to establish it and be ruthless in the first 2 months, and a new role might give her that clean slate to start it.
Okay, Will, that's the end of your voice notes.
That's the end of the voice notes for today, guys. Is there any other callers on the line there?
Yeah, no, we're going to, no, well, we're going to go to a break. We have to go to a break.
We're going to go to an ad break, guys, and myself and Niall will talk to you tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. No, Will, we're talking to them in 5 minutes' time.
Oh, sorry, look,
yeah.
I'm not an expert, Niall, I'm only telling you.
I know. Will, I have to say, well done. You actually did a really good job there talking to Joe. Joe, I'm very impressed with him.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Ireland's new Joe Duffy on the line here.
Well, I really want to get on your show at some stage and talk to some politicians now and see what's going on.
Jeez, I'd love to talk to them as well, to be honest with you. Well,
you get a few of them on, will you? Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
See you, Will. Good luck to you. Good luck to you, Joe. We got to take a quick break. The number's 087-188-0008. We want to hear your calls, by the way, in relation to this. So it's an email from a woman who is being constantly contacted from her boss out of Aris. Now, again, I did mention to you that we brought in legislation on this 3 years ago, but the legislation does have a caveat. The caveat is if you consent to it, it's fine. In other words, if you agree to it and you're happy to do it, but well and good. She wants to keep doing it because she gets a distinct impression that it will be considered more favourably for a promotion. But on the other hand, she's really annoyed with it. She doesn't know why he keeps contacting her out of Aris. She's deputy manager in a sales office somewhere, big office maybe. He's ringing her and going, where's the Johnson file? Have you seen it there? He's on to me there at the moment. Might have a big deal for Monday. I don't know. Anyway, what do you do if you're in that situation and your boss, your employer, is constantly contacting you out of hours? You know, maybe Sunday afternoon you're in the cinema with the kids and the phone is ringing and it's your boss wondering why the server is down or something like that. And you end up having to leave the kids in the cinema, run outside and ring them and go, oh, yeah, I don't know. You switch that button there. Oh, yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, that's sorted. Thanks. Thanks. See you Monday. Yeah, it's constantly annoying all the time. What do you do without losing the relationship with your employer?
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Lots of messages coming in. By the way, somebody says, Niall, you're right. My relative was seriously bullied by her boss. HR were useless. WRC were a waste of time. This particular boss also bullied others who eventually, like me, or like my relative, were forced to resign or their position was made untenable. This guy got away with it all because he was on the board of management and he had them in the palm of his hand. The whole situation was unbelievable in this day and age. Can't talk about it, can't go into it further, as somebody might be identifiable. Understand that completely. It is so common nowadays. HR departments in a lot of companies are useless. Absolutely useless.
Make a cup of tea, Niall. That's a good interviewer.
Yeah, he's not a bad interviewer. Sure he's not.
Niall, how are you doing?
Oh, we had them all already. Sorry. I'll come back to them again. Anyway, loads of people texting in relation to this. Oh, by the way, Richie sent in an interesting text, which I thought was quite interesting. And obviously because she was female. And he says, you can't whine about the glass ceiling if you're not willing to put in the effort to climb the corporate ladder. If you don't want to take the workload, you must accept that you will get only to a certain level. Oh, we were talking about the glass ceiling here yesterday as well. Jane is constantly getting up off the chair and hitting her head off it. Ger, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Ger?
Happy Friday night.
Happy Friday to you. Jane was only talking, my producer was talking about the glass ceiling yesterday. She keeps telling me all the time, every time she stands up off her chair, she hits her head off the glass ceiling. Ger, I mean, should you accept that if that's what you want and you want a promotion? Should you just deal with it?
Well, if you want a promotion and you want to get that far ahead, you kind of have to look at that, yeah. But I was just saying to her, the research there, like all you have, when you come to the workforce, all you have is your time and your effort. That's all you have.
Yep.
And if someone's taking that and they're not paying you for it, it's basically extortion. It could even be classed as theft. If you reverse this around, if you go into a job and start clocking in hours that you're not actually working for, you'll get sacked for theft.
Yep.
And it's the same thing in reverse.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Well, the difference okay. is, the I'm difference not, is they true. Have you by the you-know-whats, you don't have them by the you-know-whats in most cases.
Well, this is true, but, you know, I'm in a good situation where I don't have to deal with that. But myself, I just wouldn't answer the phone. If the phone rings, it just rings out and leave it out.
And then your boss comes to you at 9 o'clock on Monday morning and says, Jesus, Ger, you were the only one who knew how to switch back on that computer or that particular software or whatever. We were up to our eyes here. We lost a sale over it. Story, Ger.
I had to switch on my phone, you know. Just like I hadn't got the phone with me.
Well, yeah, but and that's fine. That's look,
you know,
I mean,
you don't have to answer the phone.
No, she can disconnect. She can completely disconnect from Friday to Monday. But she won't have the same favourability that she had when she wasn't disconnected. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, again, that goes into is that what you want? If you want to get the promotion, you want to get ahead in business. You do have to accept some of these things. But if you want to spend life with your family and enjoy going to the cinema on a Sunday, turn off the phone. Don't answer the phone. And you know, these are the things that are individual choices at the time. You can't blanket fix everyone's problems.
Because employers will take advantage of you. There's no doubt about that. Most will.
Because they're all driving for money. They're all trying to earn. So they will drive you as fast as they can. This is why you have to be able to push back a bit and go, I'm not at home. I'm not available. I'm doing whatever. And you don't have to make excuses for what you're doing. You just say, I'm not available. I'll be there Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, to them it's different. They don't understand. They don't think like you. They're the boss. And most bosses will work. Look, they're self-employed people. So they work whatever hours they feel are necessary to get the job done. And they believe that because they're paying you money, that you should be the same as them.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But they should know that they're not. They have to learn the dynamics of that relationship, not you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paid Monday 9 to 5. That's what you work, Monday 9 to 5. Outside of that, if they're not paying you...
They're stealing your time.
Could be classes, theft.
Yeah, no, I know, and that's a good analogy, by the way.
No.
It is. Yeah. It is a good analogy. They're stealing your time. And your time is the most valuable thing you'll have in this life.
Well, that's all you have. You, as I said, when it comes to work, all you have is time and effort. And if they're not paying you for your time and your effort, you're basically giving it away cheaply as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't be so cheap to yourself. Be a bit more, have a bit more self-worth about what you do and what your effort is.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Barbara as well. Barbara, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Niall. Sounds like the person doesn't have the confidence because if they should really have nipped it in the bud after the first few calls. They allowed it to go on, and now they're allowing it to go on for the sake of a promotion. Life doesn't get any better after that promotion, so the best thing I would do is just go to the boss. Is this what's laid out into promotion, like you can stick it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
move on to the next. I mean, like, it's their own fault. She should have nipped it in the bud earlier on when they seen it kept coming. But now she's taking advantage of herself. Oh, I valued my opinions. I'll get this promotion as well, you know?
Yeah, no, I do understand,
like, And if I was her, like, let whoever is around answer the phone and say, I'm not available. And when you go in, sure, that's me weekend. I'm not there to answer the phone. Let them, do you know what they'll do? They'll go on to somebody else that is available to answer the phone. That's what will happen there. They'll get fed up.
Yeah, and then you won't be favourite of the month and you won't get the promotions. The other person will.
Oh, no, this will be long after the promotion. People are going, she's not going to be stupid at this stage. She will keep her up.
Mm.
Until she gets that promotion, and after that, then it's happy days. You can't be fired for not answering, but unless it's in a contract. You must be available, and then they're holding themselves to that. You know.
See, I'm looking here. You know, Dave says, "Jason, I'd let my boss ride me like a horse to Cheltenham for 62,000 because she mentioned she's on 62,000. In other words, you know, because she's getting good money, she should accept that. But I don't know whether that's a fair argument because different jobs pay different money. You know what I mean?
Probably is. She needs to sit down. I mean, the post when she gets her promotion and that, she needs to sit down then and say, listen, I won't be available like I was before. Sure, it's a bit late now. She's gotten the job. You know, like...
Kevin Drada says, tell her to get a second phone. That might not be a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, no, but I mean, at the end of the day, she shouldn't have to do that. It sounds like she doesn't have the confidence to go knock on the door and say, listen, I'm not comfortable with you ringing me at the weekend. Me time is not me own. I'd like to have me time. That's all. You know, and then maybe he might look twice and maybe he might give her a few bob here and there for answering the phone.
Well, here's an interesting one. Now, don't be so judgy on the public sector. Our director regularly calls meetings for 8 a.m. in the morning and we're in the public sector. Can come on and I'm working. Love the show. Now, here's the difference. In the public sector, and I'm assuming, tell me if I'm wrong here, if your director calls a meeting for 8 o'clock in the morning, say on a Monday morning or whatever it is, you should be paid for it.
Yeah,
and will be paid for your public sector workers.
Yeah.
Private sector, not necessarily. You're just expected to come in a little bit earlier because the boss wants you to. And you don't always get paid for it.
Well, it's their own fault. She should have nipped it in the bud to begin with. And now that she's going for an appointment or for a new promotion, she's using it as much as she can. She will allow. She'd be thinking, at the beginning, she probably thought, oh, great, he values my opinion. I must be good at my job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, hang on, both of you. Let me just go to Anne. Anne, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing, Anne?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, you have a slightly different slant than Ger and Barbara on this. Go on.
Yeah. No, I just wondering. No, I know you're not too fond of trade unions, right? But I was just wondering, is there no union in her job? I mean, I've always been a shop steward, and any job I worked in, I was a shop steward. So, like, I would be mad into the trade unions, but I certainly wouldn't put up with that girl, what is going on. Now, I was just wondering, is there a union she can go to? Because nobody seems to mention it. I mean, that wouldn't be allowed by a trade union.
Yeah, a lot of them don't recognise, a lot of private companies don't recognise unions.
Anyone can join the union. It's only the fact that a lot of jobs won't...
don't recognise them, yeah.
You know?
Well, I know a lot of private ones won't, but, like, I was in HSE. Mm. And there was a union there, and I was a strong representative. So, like, I was permanently up with HR over different things.
Yeah.
But I know private companies, because my young daughter works for an American company, and, my God, it's a bank, and there she puts in. But she had to learn to stand on her feet.
Do they recognise? But do they recognise the union?
No, they don't recognise. No.
And most private companies, a lot of them, don't recognise the union.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
Them.
Yeah. And by the way, Anne, you are 100% right. If there's a union in the job, absolutely, that's the route to take. Get someone a bit of backup. But unfortunately, when you're in the private sector, a lot of private companies don't recognise the union.
The girl needs to get a bit of confidence and just turn around and say, listen, I'm available from such and such time till whatever. And if you need me for an emergency, that's at the weekend. If you need me after that, he's using her because he knows she's going for a position, and she mightn't even get that position.
No, she may not.
It's a carrot in front of her nose. You know what I mean? And a lot of the private sectors do that. And they're doing that at the moment.
Yeah, because they know there's two or three people in the running for that particular promotion or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you want to be number one, don't you?
Yeah. And then they will try and do this thing of turning one against the other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Carrot dangling one in front of the other. But I do think if she got up enough gumption, and it's like going, to me, it's like going back to the 60s when you sat in front. Now, I never worked in an office because I could never stand office work. I always did work where I was on the move all the time. But to me, it's like going back to the 60s and you're sitting down in front of an outfit, and if you wanted to touch your leg or your arse, you could get away with it.
Yeah, because you wanted the promotion.
Yeah. You wanted the promotion, yeah.
And yeah. Well, I hope those days are long gone.
Well, not too long gone. It depends on where you are.
I suppose so. All righty, so I got to take a break. Somebody says here in the text, hi, Noel. I put up with it for now and give it a clean start once the promotion happens. Like the lady said, years ago I worked in a hotel reception. Management rang if they could not find somebody's key card or change the roster to favour themselves. It went on so far that we no longer had a roster. Kept changing on a daily basis. One time they said to one girl, this problem happened because you did not answer your phone. She said, after my shift, you mean? So she stood up there and this stopped eventually. And none of us ever got called after we finished work for the day. But one of us just had to stand up and do it. You are right, yeah. You just kind of have to stand up at some point if it's going on and it's happening for everybody. People need to make a stand. You know, because I have to say, Jerry's point was probably one of the best points made today. They're stealing your time. And your time in this life, trust me, I've learned it so much over the last few years. Your time is the most valuable thing that you have. Because believe me, it slips by. And at some point, it all ends.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.